Well, nobody saw that coming. Phil Murphy wound up getting a win in the race for New Jersey governor. The race was called Wednesday after the vote counting went a lot longer than people thought it was going to have to go, but Murphy finally did win, defeating Republican challenger Jack Cittarelli. A narrow win, but nevertheless a win. There were those who, including Murphy, by the way, who treated the result as a huge win, but it was anything but. Think about this. How can letting an opponent go from Jack who and 30-plus points behind to the result that we saw this past week? The question becomes now is whether a diminished Democratic legislature is going to work with Murphy should he decide to pursue more progressive policies. Murphy made a speech, I guess you'd call it a victory speech, rather brief one, in Asbury Park, said he was humbled to win a second term, seemed to acknowledge how divided the electorate was in the results, said if you want to be governor of all of New Jersey, you must listen to all of New Jersey, and New Jersey, I hear you. So tonight I renew my promise to you, whether you voted for me or not, to work every single day of the next 4 years to keep moving us forward. Murphy might actually have to listen to everyone if he wants to preserve the current yet lessening power of the Democratic Party in New Jersey. Still has to bargain with Democratic lawmakers who at times served as a check on his ambitions. Look at the GOP side of things. They haven't run the legislature now for 20 years, so with Cittarelli's narrow loss, question becomes whether they can build on the momentum they have to take back political control in the state house, maybe even in the governor's office. Before the race was called for Murphy, Senate Republicans put out a statement calling for Democrats to heed the message sent by voters. Reading from the statement here. After yesterday, it should be clear that whatever mandate Democrats thought they had to govern from the far left no longer exists. In its place, voters in New Jersey and elsewhere left a new mandate for all elected officials to get back to basics and start addressing their constituents' important concerns. Democratic Governors Association, they put out a statement seeing things, well, just a little different. Governor Murphy has a proven track record that resonates with New Jersey voters who turned out to choose moving forward and not back. Seems like instead of rose-colored glasses, that sounds like a view seen through Coke bottle glasses.